The book was in the bookcase in my home here in Charleston. I had remarried and moved into the house my husband already owned. And I saw the little book there, and I thumbed through it, and I put it back. But, of course, I was interested because the name of the poet was Peters, and that's my husband's name. And he said, well, I didn't know those young ladies. We are half brothers and sisters. We have the same father. And I said, well, somebody's been scratching in the book. There's a photograph missing the front, young ladies. And he says, and I wouldn't even know what they looked like. This book was in the Kanawha County's library. I said, I'm looking for a small book of poems by the Peters sisters. And they said, well, just hold on, wait a minute. And lo and behold, in less than 15 minutes, the book was up there. It was packed away in the basement. And on the front was the photo that was missing from this book. And so the library made copies of the girls for me. And I took it home and showed it to my husband, who had not even seen a photo of them. But I was not initially impressed with the poetry at all. I actually had not read them. I had hardly looked at them. It wasn't until, not many years ago, I'd retired and I decided to read the poems, read them thoroughly. And I did. And I was surprised to find that actually they chronologically tell the history of black men in World War I. And so I said, now, I wasn't around in 1919, but I don't recall, even if I knew it, I'd forgotten. I don't recall all this history. So I think I'll look for myself to see how authentic they are. Are they just using words? Do they really know what they're talking about? So I found a book, well, it was fairly new when I decided, called The Red Hot Summer by Anne Hagedorn. And I was excited to learn of the terrible way black men were treated in that war. It would bring you to tears. So then I said, well, I'll just look further. I got another book called The Unknown Soldier, Black Soldiers in World War I. And cross-referencing, they're saying the same things. Finally, I kind of went through the poems line by line, sometimes word by word, looking for specific words. Why did they choose this word? And I came upon one poem where they talk about the Red Cross workers in France. Well, they were mistaken about that, because there were no black Red Cross workers in France. The Surgeon General refused to let black women go. But I kept reading and looking and found that the YMCA sent black women to France to run what they call canteen huts. I continued to look at that, and I called the YMCA here. So they gave me a number in Cincinnati, and I said, well, why not try this? And I asked if there were Peters sisters who might have gone to France. And they said, no, there was no Peters on the list. They said, but there is a book written by two black women who did go to France to manage one of the huts. And I read it. Between those three books, the atrocities, the terrible, despicable ways black men were treated just came together. It all came together. And I started writing. For myself, I put down the verse that I was interested in, and then I put the research. Well, I ended up with quite a bit of information, and I decided to use it to do my review at my book club. Now, they don't do poems. They don't do that kind of thing. And I don't think it was that well received by many, because I have a lot of research. But I did it. One lady said to me, well, what are you going to do with it? Oh, nothing. There's nothing to do with it. I'll just, I've done it, and I'm glad that I finally got into the book and read the poems and found out the foundation, what they were really all about.